guest, and then we can start. Perfect. There she is.
I hope it works now a little bit quicker because in the recent time it always took like a minute or so to put guests in. I don't know why Instagram has these issues. Yeah, let's see. Okay. Can you send me a request? There's like a button downstairs. If you click, it says like send a request or so, and then I can put you in. Perfect. And then it should work. Okay, I hope it works now. Ah, perfect. There she is. Hello. How are you doing? Hope everything is good.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Awesome. I'm fine. I appreciate you for your time. It's an honor for me to have you in the podcast, especially since it's your basically first ever live stream. So that's always good. And yeah, we'll just say we can start. Tell people who you are and a little bit about your background.
Okay, so my name is Charity Kirshner. I grew up in a small town in British Columbia, Canada, called Kelowna. I grew up on a farm. My parents were very into organic farming and quite active growing up. So I lived a really healthy lifestyle as a child and learned a lot from my parents about nutrition and health. I would say that they were kind of the foundation for my journey of kind of where I am now. And I did ballet and dance as a child, and then I sort of transformed into like cross country running. I played rugby in high school and track and field, and yeah, I've sort of always been into fitness and active and living a healthy lifestyle. So
yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, definitely you can see that. That's why you look always so perfect. You probably carried that on since childhood up to now, always working out, always doing something. And I mean, it's the best way possible for a kid to grow up if you have a natural environment, everything organic and healthy food, great air, water, whatever, everything you need. And I mean, these days everything is so polluted and full of plastic or whatever. So yeah, I think definitely you got the best out of it. But of course, I mean, the journey, the health journey was not always easy, and you also had some struggle and everything. But before we talk about all of that and all the details, how did you get into fitness and health? Was there like a specific, you know, reason, or was it maybe because of your area where you grew up, like all the people were pretty healthy and working out, or how did you get into that?
Yeah, I think getting that foundation from my parents was sort of pivotal in where I decided to sort of what direction I took my life in. But my parents were very hard workers, and I think when I started cross country running club in grade 4 is sort of when I discovered that I liked intense activities. So I really liked pushing myself and trying to beat my time and winning races, and that really motivated me.
Yeah.
Sort of like keep pushing the envelope and push myself, essentially. I'd get up extra early in the morning and get to school so that I could run 5 kilometers every day.
Yeah.
With my running coach. And yeah, I just really thrived on that feeling, the endorphins and adrenaline from that. So that started really young for me. And then later when I played rugby, I excelled at that and loved that as well. And then I got into bodybuilding like later in life. It was actually a car accident that sort of triggered that part of my journey. I found that that was really the only thing that gave me any relief from my pain and symptoms that I was experiencing from the car accident. So I spent a lot of time in the gym, and even I remember like right after my accident, I would just go and even ride the bike for 20 minutes if that was all I could do that day. But I just made sure that I got there and pushed myself to do something every day and to stay active and keep moving. And I found that that minimized my pain quite a bit. And after about a year of doing that, I was training pretty hard, and it was all just based around the recovery from my car accident initially. But I realized that I was in the gym so much, and I really just needed to tweak my diet to sort of be competition ready. So I decided to go down that road, and a year and a half after that car accident, I ended up competing in a natural fitness competition and got my first trophy, actually.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and then
Definitely.
from there, I've just like maintained that somewhat. And fitness has just helped me cope with a lot of things in my life, I think.
Yep.
And it's just been like a healthy focus for me.
Yes,
Keeps
100%.
me on track, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can definitely imagine that because all the people I know who train their whole life, they always feel good. They always feel, you know, better than most people, the average people who don't work out, who just, you know, sit there lazy and don't do anything. And you definitely have more energy than most people, because I know that for myself, a lot of people always ask me, why do you have always energy? Why are you always so, you know, full of power and everything? It's just because of the workouts. And like, it doesn't matter how you feel. Sometimes you have to do the things anyway. So for me, I'm not always motivated to stay up or like wake up like 5 in the morning and then do my workouts. I always wake up at 5 in the morning. By 6, I'm in the gym because my schedule, my complete day is extremely full. Like my time is basically squeezed like a lemon, but you have to do what you have to do. There's no excuse whether you feel tired, whether you want. And for me, it's not the question about motivation. Motivation comes and goes, but discipline always stays. So you have to force. Sometimes you have to force yourself, but you know, if you do that over and over again over the time, and then it becomes a habit, and then you don't ask yourself, oh, do I feel good or not? No, you just train. And like, and all the time, always when you work out after that, nobody really ever regretted it to work out. You always feel great after that, so you just have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you said about that. I listen to Joe Rogan a lot. He motivates me on the days that I don't feel going to the gym.
Yeah.
And you know, those days come. And
Yeah.
when I listen to
Exactly. Fuck your
his
motivation.
motivational videos
Just,
too, and it's all
yeah.
about that. Like, it doesn't matter how you feel, you know.
Yeah.
It's about keeping that commitment to yourself and going anyway. And you never ever regret a workout. You're always happy after that you did it, and you always feel better. And I think especially like I've had to train through a lot of pain and rehab, and people don't talk about so much like when you have an accident or an injury, the initial is painful, but it's actually the rehab that is the hardest part, you
Yes.
know, pushing through that pain day after day after day, trying to get better. But I think for me, like I've seen so many people just give up after an injury or after something tragic happens in their life, and that's just not an option for me. Like I always have it in my mind that no, I'm gonna get back, I'm gonna build stronger, I'm gonna build better. And every single time, that's just a non-negotiable for me. And I think I don't really know where that comes from, to be honest. I don't know if that's just something that you're born with. I don't know if that's something that you can create inside yourself, but I definitely have that drive to like never give up and to pick
Yes.
myself up when I'm facing adversity and do it anyway.
Yeah.
And my latest test was over the last couple of years. I got really, really sick with an illness called endometriosis, and I suffered greatly. Like it's horrifically painful. And looking back at that time, I think a lot of people had no idea how much pain I was really in, to be honest, because I was still going to the gym every day. And despite the pain I was in, I knew that, you know what, this is one thing that I'm just like, this is one thing that makes me feel good. And it's one part of my life that gives me some normalcy. So I'm going to keep going. And I worked out like through the whole thing. And I had to have surgery last year. And 2 weeks later, I was back in the gym. I tore my calf muscle in Muay Thai 3 weeks ago. And 2 days later, I was in the gym doing what I can, right? And so we can come up with a million excuses as to why we shouldn't do something or why we can't do something. But like, you know, if I can go to the gym with a torn calf, you can get off your butt and go to the gym, you know what I mean? And I think like I heard a saying once, the moment you stop moving is the moment you get old. And that kind of stuck with me, and I think it's very true because I notice when, you know, I take a few days off the gym, like anything more than 5 days is like dangerous territory. Sorry for me.
Yeah, definitely feel
It's
that.
yeah, right. It's really hard to get back into your routine when you take time off like that. So, you know, you definitely need rest days, and I take rest days like 2 to 3 a week usually. Those are very important, but and I'll just like go for an ocean walk or something on those days. But you don't want to let stretch that time out too long.
Yeah. No, I
Hard to get
definitely feel
back.
that.
It's hard to get
100%, I
back
feel
the
that.
longer time you take off, right?
Yes,
Like, yeah.
definitely. That's why, especially when, because for me, I mean, luckily I'm never really sick. Last time was like 16 years ago, so because I always really take care of that and all the details and everything. But whenever you didn't work out for like a week or so, like the first days, it's really the time where you have to force yourself extremely to do that, and then it's a dangerous zone where you, if you don't do it, then you basically will be stuck and lazy, like most people who don't work out. And I think you said something extremely important, why you never give up and you always do it anyway. I think it's because you said you don't know if you always had it or so. I think you definitely had it. It's part of it. Like, people are born as a fighter. It's not, you can make yourself like that, or some people, you know, they can train themselves to be like that. You can definitely train discipline to a degree, but you know, people have it or don't have it. Like, there's sometimes the certain it factor, either you have it or not. Like, for me, I it's like there's no option to have my goals and everything to reach it. Like, for me, it's not an option, it's a duty for me. You have to do it. Like, because I always think like of that. Like, my parents, they definitely didn't come here to Europe for me to be, you know, a lazy shit person, just watching Netflix and, you know, porn, whatever, and just, you know, be lazy, fat and ugly, and just, you know, be there like most people. Like, because if we really break it down, like, and I know it will probably offend a lot of people, and I'm glad I don't have maybe the reach like Andrew Tate also had, so they shut him down and everything. But if we really break it down, and I see that many times when I had a lot of clients and customers in business, like how the people look, just go out in the street, you know, check the people out, how they are, how they react, what they do when they buy some stuff in the grocery shops and everything, like just the conversations they have, how stupid people are, is like unbelievable. And it always boils down to these things, being lazy, don't know what to do, they don't have any purpose, and they give up under the slightest pressure, or if like something like that happened, what happens to you, like any injury or so, that's it, they're done. Like, and for me, it has to be done. I have to force myself. It doesn't matter. Sometimes I remember when I started my podcast like 4 years ago, the first 1.5 years, because I always believe in the, you know, basically airplane, you know, principle. Like, 70% of the energy is always from the ground when you start, because the airplane needs 70% is from the start. Once it's up in the air, the rest of 30% is just to remain and keep it. And it's with everything, with training, with business. Once you start the first time, you really have to go all in everything. Once you have a certain level, you can balance it. And sometimes I had like 3, 4, 5 podcasts a day, and sometimes with the American people or even Canadian people, like time zone difference, like between 6 to 9 hours. And then I did a podcast, finished it midnight or one in the morning, slept like 5 hours, had to wake up, had to do another episode. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And I think that's what's missing for a lot of people. And you definitely have that fire, that desire in yourself. I don't know, did you get bullied as a kid or so? Because maybe that's also part of it, what's, stuck. Yeah, you see, I thought about
Oh,
that because
I
that's
did
always,
really. Yeah, not when I was younger, but in high school, I was bullied brutally and like suicidal, and yeah, maybe that was part of it. I had to keep
100%.
going, and
Yes.
I had a teacher actually. She kind of saved my life, to be honest, with this one thing that she said to me. And she said to me, "I don't know why this is happening to you, Charity, but one day you're gonna know the reason, and you just have to keep going." And so that's kind of like how I live my life after that, I think, like you just got to keep going. And that's why I started Girl Get Up, like especially
Awesome,
with after being sick and everything. And I realized like I couldn't rely on doctors to get me better. It
yeah.
had to come from within me, and
Yes.
I had to stop playing the victim. I had to get out of that victim mindset in order to
You
seek
have to
out
do.
my own treatments and root cause and get myself better ultimately. And I think that when
Yes.
we stay in like a victim mindset, we completely disempower ourselves. We can't be in our
100%.
power
Yes.
and be playing the victim. It doesn't go together, right? So you kind of have to choose. You have to choose. Are you going to be in your power, or are you going to be a victim? And I think over and over and over again, I've just chosen to be in my power and keep going. So
100%. I definitely
definitely
feel that. Yes.
both of his children, I think, like
Yes.
influence a
Yeah,
lot.
100%. I feel that, and that's like why, that's the reason why I ask you, because GSP, you probably know him, the former UFC fighter, UFC champion. I mean, you're from Canada, you have to know it, especially
Of
when you do Muay
course.
Thai and everything. So of course you have to know GSP. And he had the same story, like that being bullied, that burden you have inside, that little scar you have in your heart. That's like, I want to prove in the world that I'm the best that I can. That, even though people don't speak about it, but if you have that little thing, that little desire in yourself, that's one of the reasons why people, don't give up. Or when they had a hard, childhood, parents were not really good to them, whatever. If you had something like always a disadvantage, it either breaks people or it makes them perfect and like great, as great as possible. And when you track back the best people, champions, whatever, they always had some kind of these stories. And that's why for them there is no reason to give up, to quit, because that gives them the power. Whatever happens, I have to do it. And I remember when I was a kid, I read like some line, if you give up, all the people who said something about you were right about you. When I read that, I felt like, okay, no, whatever happens, I definitely always, not just for me to prove it, but for the whole world. Whenever I have to do things, I have to do it, because the worst feeling is when in the evening you look yourself in the mirror or so and think like, shit, today I could have done way more and the day would be perfect or like really successful, but it was definitely not good because I didn't give everything. I just, half the effort, maybe like 60, 70%, and it's not enough. Sometimes even 100% is not enough. Maybe sometimes you have to do 110, 120% because you want to get to the next level. And I definitely see that in you. I definitely feel it. That's why I ask you at the, if you had some stories like that, because always the people when they had, some adversity or something to fight against, especially when they were little or teenager, that shows later. I mean, and it's not bad. People always think like, oh, if you had a bad childhood or these things happen to you, then you become a bad person, or it destroys you. If you know how to deal with that, it's great fuel. Of course, that little scar is probably always there, and sometimes we get little flashbacks where you think about that. But I mean, for you, it's perfect. It's the fuel, then you always, want to prove it, and that's great.
I loved what you said about that quote, if you give up, then they win. I think
Yes, 100%.
that was definitely a driving force for me for sure. They would come to my rugby games and cheer for the other team.
Oh,
Like
that's stupid.
ridiculous things like that. And yeah, I think in my mind it's sort of been like, well, if I give up and I hate myself and yeah, I give up on myself, then that really sucks, because that's exactly what they want, right? So
100%,
Yeah,
Maybe they were probably just
really,
jealous
yeah.
because they were not so, as good as you. Maybe probably that's also one of the reasons.
Who knows? Teenage girls.
Yes, it's
But yeah,
true.
I think you're right. It definitely contributed to my fighter spirit for sure.
And how did you get really out of it? I mean, just to do the work and just to work out, keep going is one thing, but of course there has to be sometimes also like specific methods or skills or, you know, advices, training sessions, whatever you did to basically, yeah, get you out of the situation. How did you do that?
Do you mean like
Or
physically,
was it
like
just willpower? No, in general, the whole the situation, like
oh,
all, you know,
man. It's been a
everything.
lot of work. It's not one thing. I don't believe that you can heal your body without healing, you know, the
Yes.
spiritual and emotional part of things too. And that's an ongoing journey. I think for anyone that's done on that journey or is in that journey, it never ends. Like, you know, there's always things coming up that trigger us. I still get triggered from being bullied in high school to this day. And I've done a ton of therapy around it and everything,
I mean,
but
that's normal because it's like, and GSP even talked about that. He said it once. I don't know if you heard it back on his podcast with Joe Rogan, where he said, like, he saw basically one of his childhood bullies. He and now GSP at this level, and that guy is basically like a street punk. He knocked on his you know, car and on his window, and then he saw him, and then like he stepped back because obviously everybody knows him. He's like a champion now. He knows he can beat him up and everything, and he asked for money. And he still had that one moment where like the trigger was like, oh, I want to basically smash this guy because whatever all the things he did to me in the past, it was like crazy and, you know, basically unbelievable. But then he was like, no, he gave him money because now he wins. He knows, okay, and whatever you did, and I still give you, like, he's better now, and that was good for him. But of course, for little moments, you always have that trigger. So I think it probably will never go away. It doesn't matter how many therapy sessions, whatever you do, it probably will always stay.
yeah, I think it definitely does. And you know, there's different coping skills and stuff that I've learned. Like I meditate morning and night, I journal, I go out to nature as much as I can. Like I live in the city, but I go out to this beautiful canyon and creek and cold plunge as many days of the week that I can. And yeah, just like I think sometimes too, it's just sitting with your feelings, you know, honoring them, honoring that little girl inside, you know, that's scared or feeling judged or whatever, and just like love her and listen to her. That's been a huge part of sort of getting over like anxiety and self-defeating behaviors is just being with myself, you know. And not trying to run away from the feelings. I think like that's the biggest thing is just sitting with them and feeling them. What else have I done? I did ayahuasca. That was a trip. Not one for the faint of heart. I definitely got some healing from that though, for sure. And I think just like I don't know, trying new things and keeping it interesting too. Like I went back to dance this year after like 20 years. I joined hip hop and went back to dance classes and it just sort of renewed like a sense of wonder for me and learning and you know, a new community and just like opened up yeah, a whole new world again. And then starting Muay Thai this year. I did
Awesome.
kickboxing when I was younger. Like a lot younger. And going back to Muay Thai again, it's like, you know, it's so fascinating to me to like get in the flow and figure it out and see where I need to improve. And so, yeah,
Awesome.
I think it's really important to try new things and push yourself. And if you're bored of the gym, like there's so many other things that you can do that are active and where you can learn and grow. I think the biggest thing for people is to just get over the fear of being a beginner and sucking at something. As adults, I think that's very intimidating. It's like, oh, you know, I'm too old. Well, I'm 44. You know, I just went back to dance and started Muay Thai at the age of
But I
44.
definitely have to say, you look like 28 or 29, so it's perfect for you. You definitely kept yourself very young.
Thank I will attribute that to my mother's homegrown cooking and never letting us even have a sugary cereal
That's perfect.
growing up.
Yeah, that's
Lots of
perfect.
butter.
People these days, they would say it's child abuse when parents are like so hard and crazy too, but it's perfect. Like my parents did the same with us, so perfect. Yeah,
Yeah, I think
awesome.
it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Your nutrition, and I drink really good water. I go out to the canyon and get fresh spring water, so I drink
So
that,
that's the best.
and just like natural things on my face. I use like a mixture of castor oil and black seed oil and rosehip oil
Yeah.
on my skin, so no chemicals there, and
Perfect.
yeah,
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
natural as possible, and you're good.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect. I definitely have to say, you're probably one of the very few people who definitely look way younger than they like are actually. So yeah, I think it's perfect. You did everything right. That's awesome. I think probably after that, a lot of ladies will text me, "Oh, how did she do that? Like, can you ask her for her beauty secrets, whatever?" There you have it. So yeah, it's
Keep moving,
perfect.
staying active. Going back to what I wanted to say though, about like as adults, we're so scared to be beginners at
Yep.
something and suck at something new. And it's like, it's okay, you know? You just have to accept the fact that you're gonna suck when you're a beginner and be okay with sucking. But then, like, know that you're gonna get better in time. If you just keep going and you keep showing up, you're gonna get better. And in a year from now, you're gonna be so much better and you're gonna be teaching the beginners. Right,
Yes,
so it's
100%.
like pushing through that fear and just thinking of it as like a journey and an adventure of like trying something new and learning something new, and that's like growth mindset, I guess, right?
100%. No, you're a perfect example of that. And I'm definitely proud of you. Keep going with everything because it's amazing. I think you're definitely a big inspiration for many people. Is there anything else you want to tell the people? Maybe some last advices, something you want to promote or so?
You're not too old. You're not too old to do anything. You can do anything that you want to do. Seriously, just like get a coach, do the thing, start the class, whatever it is, you can do anything that you want to do at any age. And life, you know, doesn't stop at 40. It's, for me, it feels like it's just beginning, to be honest. So
Yeah.
that's probably one of the biggest things. And just like, don't give up on yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Chuck Norris started jiu-jitsu when he was in his 40s. So, yeah,
There you go. You are
that's
capable
perfect.
of so much more than you give yourself
Yeah.
credit for.
100%. No, that's definitely a perfect and that's amazing. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you. And I hope we can do many more podcasts in the future again. And maybe one day we train in Canada together.
Sounds good. It was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Anytime, anytime. Have a great day, everybody. And yeah, see you
Bye.
soon. Bye.